This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The Game. Let's go.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. A couple of minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. We'll get back into a couple of different basketball-related conversations. NBA playoffs, a couple good games tonight. Congrats to Dyson Daniels.
Yeah, man.
He wins most improved player in the NBA from last season to this, and he certainly did have a much better season, no doubt about that. Second in defensive player of the year voting, and really was just a
first team all defense.
Yeah, really, really just a really great first year here in Atlanta. So we'll get to that, and maybe some Atlanta team building conversation in 20 minutes as well for the Hawks. We'll close things out with an AMA at 140 as we always do.
Andy, did you see the price raising at the Atlanta airport? The parking. Like tripled?
No.
Oh man, they were talking about it. I think today's the first day of like, you know.
So if you park like overnight or for a couple days or whatever.
Oh man, it's like tripled.
Really?
Like, yeah, dog.
Because it's always been
high.
Oh really? I always thought it was like a pretty decent. Compared to like
this is their excuse they haven't raised prices in 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say because I wish they wouldn't have raised prices.
Yes.
But when we did all that traveling last December for Vegas and then went to the TGL thing in Miami and then we were in New York, like I parked at the airport three times that week.
Right.
And it was cheaper every single time than it would have been to get an Uber to and from the airport. You know what I mean? Because those Uber prices are going way up too.
Yes, they are.
I think I parked at the airport for like 3 days when we were at Vegas. I don't know. I don't remember it costing that much.
How much is it?
I don't remember. It wasn't bad.
You parked in long term?
Uh-huh. Oh. Or whatever, the daily parking lot.
Okay.
I think in the south, the red lot.
Mm-hmm.
I would have remembered if it was a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean? I never remember when stuff is cheap. But when stuff is really expensive, I would have been like, well, that's ridiculous. Like, I'm never doing
that again. If I'm driving, we're going to be at the park. We're going to park at the airport. Mm-hmm. My wife's driving. We are off site at the Peach Indoor when they got the indoor parking and all that. We'll park. That's where we'll park at.
We used to not think twice about whether MARTA when we lived in that part of town or an Uber because it was just us. But now, I mean, you got car seats.
Mm-hmm.
You got strollers.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you want to do is when you get home from a long trip traveling with that amount of children to then have to wait for someone else to be in charge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we always park at the airport.
Do you put have you Ubered with the kids?
Never have.
You never? Okay.
No.
I was curious.
I never have because they're both in car seats
right,
still.
Right. That's what I'm like. Do you, like, when you said car seats, I was like, you take the.
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
What would you do? I Ubered with Boone one time.
Did you have to tell them?
I did. I told them.
Oh, okay.
I was like, hey, quick question. And I understand if you want to cancel this ride.
Right.
Totally understand. He was like, that's fine. I got a dog. Bring him.
Okay.
I was like, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would definitely be like,
yeah, I would have. Yeah, I don't think it's okay, but I checked with the guy. I don't know. What could you bring your own car seat?
To where?
Like if you got in an Uber and you were like, hey, I got this one-year-old.
Yeah,
you mind if I strap this
like
in?
When we carpool with Sebastian, because we have a guy who picks us up from the house and he'll take us. I don't give him $40. He takes you back and forth, picks us up early in the morning. Like, I'll hold him.
Oh, really?
Instead of putting him in the car seat? Yeah, I'll just hold him.
From where to where?
From the airport home.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
I know, probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, probably not. But I do it.
If I was to ask him to put in a car seat, what would they say?
Nothing.
Really?
Mm.
If I was just like, just a random Uber picks me up and I'm like, hey, I got to pack this thing in the back.
Yeah.
Is that all right? They would be okay with that?
I don't think they would necessarily turn down anything.
Okay.
I used to carry a booster around if I was going to take Olivia places.
Oh, really?
I never did the whole car seat, but I would carry a booster around. Then whenever we got to where we're going, if we're going out to eat or something like that, I'd just keep up with it.
Yeah. That's always the worst part when we have to, you know, if somebody's coming to babysit or watch them overnight or something like that, and it's like, now I got to move the Car seats are, and they, I think the technology has gotten better because they have those little buckles.
The worst.
God, it's to put car seats are the worst.
They are the worst to put in,
especially when they start front facing. You got to get the actual seat belt involved.
Yes,
and you got the thing that reaches around the back.
And
you got to tighten it up.
You got to try to put. Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
it's the dang on work. It's the worst. Not one time I don't come out scratched up trying to put damn car seat.
Fasten that thing in there, and like, then I don't know if your wife is like this, but like. I never get it tight enough for mine, in her opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not moving. It's good. That little ball is in the blue. We're good. It's safe. Trust me. I'm not going to put him in harm's way. She gets in there. She's wrenching it.
Away.
Yeah.
Go. Those are those. Go away, baby.
I know.
I got it.
I'm like,
what'd you say?
I don't even like to let her put the kids in my car because I can see her checking.
Yes.
She's doing like the little, like, no, I got it. I'll get them out.
Yes.
She'll do like the check the thing and it's all that. Look, trust.
All the time.
I care about their
all
safety
the
too, okay? I'm also
all
worried about
their
well-being. Leave me alone.
Dude, all the time. Every time she puts Bash in the cramp car seat. Babe, you might want to. That thing is not moving.
Yes.
You're shaking. That's why it's moving. You know that, right?
Yeah. Also, normally when I drive them, I literally drive them half a block that way. All right?
Yes.
We're going half a block that
you
way.
You do know that, right?
Is. All right? They're going to be all right. Anyway,
you do know that.
Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
First of all, I'd like to publicly apologize to Shadur and the Sanders family for what occurred. Second of all, I want to publicly apologize to Mr. Blank, Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, and the entire Falcons organization. My actions of not protecting confidential data were inexcusable. My son's actions were absolutely inexcusable. And for that, we are both deeply sorry. The NFL has taken action, and I fully respect the punishment.
Yeah, that's Jeff Ulbrich from yesterday, Falcons defensive coordinator, taking it on the chin. I mean, doing the right thing, said all the right stuff, being a man about it, and all that kind of stuff. I personally feel like it was excusable.
Yes.
Like what you did was, I mean, you left your iPad out at home.
Yes.
But I understand you got to say what you got to say, and you got to own it, and all that kind of stuff.
And more.
But yeah, he met with the media, talked about it yesterday. The fine's the fine. Now, I didn't realize the details of the NFL sending Shadur's number to 2,000 different people in the league.
Right.
And the idea that that could potentially give the Falcons a chance to
get out the fine.
Yeah. They could. What's the word I'm looking for? Not challenge it, but they could
appeal
it. Right. They could appeal it if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. I never would have thought that they would do that just because it's like, well, just let's keep it moving here. But maybe they will. Maybe because the NFL is kind of, you know, they kind of screwed up too.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be like, well, let's lower that or something like that. I'm not sure. It might just be in their best interest
to just let it go.
Put this thing to bed and move forward.
Exactly.
But that makes it at least a little bit interesting that they might.
Yeah, just let it go. And again, this is a topic where it's always going to be that draft. This time, next year's draft, there are going to be new stipulations put in and everything like that.
Right.
Because of this and all those different things. So, yeah, I just let it go. Let's go on about our business. Let's get to the best part about this team.
Right.
Football.
Yeah, the players.
The players. Let's get to this. Let all this go. The whole NFL thing. Because the reason I'm tired of talking about it, about the Florio thing now is because you're trying to take away from the fact that this dumbass did what he did.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? I know. It does feel like there's a lot of spreading around.
Exactly.
Of, well, this person's like, all right,
fine.
And I think it's a good opportunity for the NFL to maybe refine its communication process for the draft.
Yes.
I think that's a good opportunity for that.
But
at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody did something really dumb.
Yes.
Like, and there's kind of no safeguard for that.
I'm not going to do that.
You know, you're not going to be able to troubleshoot dumb.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
At all.
I'm also not going to be, I'm not going to gloss over it either.
No.
That just is what it is.
No.
It sucks that the Falcons have to pay $250,000 for it. It sucks that Jeff Ulbrich has to pay $100,000 for it because one guy did one really dumb thing, taped it, and put it on the internet.
Yes.
I hadn't seen the video until this morning either. I just watched it just because I don't know why. I was like, I hadn't seen that yet. Good Lord.
Yeah,
man. There's no accident.
No.
There's no accident.
Please stop.
All right. The rest of the Falcons assistant coaches also met with the media yesterday. Now, I know Jeff Ulbrich had already talked about the draft class, being very excited about the edge rushers and the DBs and all that kind of stuff, what it could mean for this defense going into next year. Zach Robinson talked about just how excited he is getting back to work with Penix, knowing Penix is the guy. Smoke and Joe was on with us in the 11 o'clock hour, and we talked a bit about this last year, like how much of the playbook really was open to Kirk, just given Kirk's limitations. Forgot about that part of it.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah.
But again, in the past, shouldn't be any limitations with this guy.
Well, I mean, the limitation part is because he's still a young quarterback. But if you're talking
sure, but it's not physical limitations.
Yeah. If you're talking about different, like, layered throws and stuff like that, yeah, you're going to have more of that, but you're still not going to try. But the thing with it is because he is unquestioned your starting quarterback and you have him from now and you're pouring all this into him, getting him ready for the season, he's going to be more advanced as far as the playbook because you're going to get – more opportunities to see what he does when you call the plays.
Right. When he got into the game last year in week whatever it was, 15, he hadn't been playing with the first team. No. Like, he hadn't been playing with those guys. All throughout training camp, he was the backup. All throughout the year, he was the backup. And then he had to sort of get up to speed as far as that goes in real time. Now he'll have the benefit of, like you said, hitting the ground running from now until the season actually starts, being the unquestioned starter, taking snaps under center from who I assume it'll be Nizel. We still don't know. But assuming that that'll be the relationship there. Remember, we talked to Darnell Mooney at training camp last year, and we asked him some kind of random off-the-beaten-path question about catching passes from Bennett. He's like, I never have. Never caught a pass from him before.
Yes, I do remember that.
It's like, oh, yeah, right. I guess you wouldn't have. That makes sense. They're not splitting reps. Mm-hmm. This guy's the backup.
And even in, like, when you do, like, routes versus air and everything, starting quarterback,
right,
he takes three straight reps. He takes X, Z, and maybe the slot or the tight end. Whoever the first team is, the quarterback takes those three reps. Second quarterback, he don't throw to the second guys or nothing. So, yeah, he probably didn't quite know what it was like to catch the ball from him. I think this team, and I know we talk about all the distractions off the field and everything, this is a talented football team. Now, the talent as far as on the defense is a lot of them haven't played a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially you two draft.
There's a lot of unproven talent. But
I can actually
see it.
I can actually say but about this.
Yeah.
You can see. Now I'm still not going there.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm still not going there.
Fair enough.
But
where's there?
Not gonna do that.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You're smart to
not do that. I have my cup on when it comes to the Falcons.
Yeah, no, you're smart. Yeah, they've kicked you there too many times.
Yep. Got my protective cup on.
Why am I trying to take mine off?
I don't know.
Why am I trying to expose myself to this thing?
You better put it back in the jock.
I better do that.
Yeah, man. Just telling you.
It's been a long time since I wore a cup.
Oh, God.
Little League.
Dude, Little League. Yeah. I've worn a cup since, I remember, you know, Mama's first year of football. Mama goes and gets all the equipment. And then, yeah, I got me that damn cup. But it was the jock strap was with it. And I was just so uncomfortable.
Was it removable? The cup?
Yeah,
it was. Okay.
But I was so uncomfortable as a wearing a jock strap for some reason. Just very uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, it was never comfortable. Yeah.
But now, as I got older, because that's all I was wearing and since from Georgia all the way to the day I retired, it was nothing.
Yeah.
It was cool. But as an 8-year old, just that feeling of your ass hanging out.
It's not good.
It's not the
first and last, I'm putting on something assless.
Yeah. You know?
Not for everybody. Yeah. Some people continue on in the assless realm. Chaps and all that. Not me.
Why are you shaking your head like that,
bro? All chaps are assless, by the way. I don't know why they call them that. All chaps are. There's no, that's just pants.
Have you ever worn a pair?
No. Oh. Why would I wear chaps? What am I, bull riding?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like as a cowboy costume.
Never been a cowboy. Never dressed up as a cowboy. You ever worn chaps?
Huh?
There's a yes. All right, we'll come back.
Why would I ever wear chaps?
I don't know.
I would never a cowboy.
Who knows? Man, everybody's got a past. We'll come back and talk some NBA basketball, Hawks specific. More teams are joining them in the offseason. Potentially big players that are going to be available this summer in the NBA. We'll talk about the possibility that any of them may be coming here. It's Radio 92.9.